Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Now let's move on to your other work, The Secret Lost Diary of Admiral Richard E. Byrd. Of course, he was a Navy officer and flew, apparently, into what could be the Hollow Earth through what, the South Pole?
There are conflicting stories with that. The book, the Lost Diaries of Admiral Byrd, surfaced first probably in the late 1950s, early 1960s, that it was a what was called a samizdat, where people would copy the version that they have and then send it on to somebody else. And in this, it allegedly was the notes that Byrd and his pilots had recorded during a...
Some guy named Bennett?
Yes, yes, exactly. During a North Pole flight over the Arctic in 1947. But the thing about that is, and this is something that I covered in my book, Admiral Byrd's journey over the poles, was that at that same time, Byrd was actually in Antarctica in a government expedition called Operation High Jump. So it's a fascinating story that it involves so much that the book that I put together and subsequent articles that I have written really gets into the idea that possibly the diary of Admiral Byrd may have been a misdirection over what actually was going on in Antarctica with Operation High Jump. Now, the diary of Byrd recounts that Byrd allegedly ran into UFOs which escorted him through the northern polar opening.
He saw strange animals and everything else.
Strange animals, a civilization. He met with people who you know lived in the hollow earth, and I'll put quotation marks around that. And they gave him a story very much like the UFO contactees of the 1950s, that the people in the service world were going to blow everything up with their atomic weapons, and that the people of the inner earth they weren't going to have it, and that unless we stop, they were going to come out and intervene, and then he was sent back.
Were these episodes recorded in his diaries, or was it just hearsay?
For years, his diary from this time had been lost. Now, I guess it's been about 5 or 6 years ago, it actually resurfaced and is now being... now kept at the university in, I think in Ohio, although it could be in Virginia, where he was born in Virginia, and it had nothing to do with the alleged diaries of his journey over the North Pole. Now, people have researchers have looked at the one that popped up in the early 1960s and said that it is consistent with the types of notes that him and his pilots were taking at the time, while supposedly his authenticated diary is more polished, like it was written after the fact, while the first one was basically just bare bones, the type of material that you would write while you were actually on an airplane, rather than at your desk years later.
Why would somebody, Tim, make up the story of Richard Byrd going into the hollow earth?
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that the timeline allegedly when he was flying over the North Pole, when in all actuality he was in Antarctica in 1947 with Operation High Jump. I think that something happened during the High Jump expedition in Antarctica that...
Something classified?
Something classified, very classified. And I think that possibly the Lost Diaries of Admiral Byrd was put out as kind of a misdirection, as disinformation. You put out something that is so outrageous that people are like, oh, well, this is definitely this is definitely fake. This is definitely hoax. And then that that lends that air of doubt about then anything that would come out. So if any information about what happened in Operation High Jump leaked, people would then associate the Lost Diaries with this newly leaked information and be like, oh, well, that's just as fake as the Lost Diaries.
Tuesdays on the CW, from the executive producer of The Vampire Diaries and the Originals, comes the incredible story about making contact. Get ready for the highly anticipated arrival of the new series Roswell, New Mexico, when Liz Ortega returns to her sleepy yet legendary hometown of Roswell. She's reunited with high school crush Max Evans, small-town cop, with an extraordinary secret. Drawn together as if by some unseen force of attraction, Max reveals to Liz that he's an alien who fell to Earth during the infamous UFO crash of 1947. From another world, he and his brother and sister have lived their entire lives in secret, never telling a soul the truth about what they are or the mind-blowing powers they each possess. When Max's family finds out that he has broken their vow of secrecy, events are set in motion that will rock the entire town of Roswell to its core. Don't miss the unbelievable new series, Roswell, New Mexico, Tuesdays, only on the CW.
It's amazing how people in those days, whether we're talking about Jeff the Mongoose or Richard Byrd's trip, really seemed to grasp the unusual stories and the paranormal much more than I think they do today.
I think that we're a little bit more jaded today.
Yeah.
You know,
they were more believable in those days.
Very much so. And, now we are constantly bombarded with news and information. I mean, you know, you have the 24-hour news channels on cable television. You have the Internet. You can find practically every little bit of information and every viewpoint, no matter, you know, how normal or how crazy, over the Internet. So, in the days, you only had several sources of news, and of course then these sources who put this news out, they worked very hard to make sure that they were as accurate as possible. A lot of money was spent sending reporters to locations. You know, now a reporter will, you know, call on the phone or Skype to get the information. You know, when before
it was travel.
It was travel, yes.
Extensive travel too. Yeah, and those days are gone.
And it's unfortunate. You know, it really is. And because of the 24-hour news cycle, you get that information out as quickly as possible without the proper vetting or verification. The attitude is that, well, we'll put this out now, cause, you know, so we'll be the first. And if there are any mistakes, well, you know, we have time to correct it later.
That's why the evening television news now these days, Tim, is so outmoded, because by the time they're on the air in, you know, 6 o'clock, whatever the market time is for any particular city, everybody knows the stories already.
Yes, and it's unfortunate because, you know, George, because of my background in journalism, I have a soft spot, you know, for, you know, television news.
Me too, me too.
Yeah, and things like that. And, I mean, that is, they're really kind of the last bastion of the credible news reporting.
What markets were you in?
Well, I mostly in regional markets in the Midwest.
I was in Detroit, Minneapolis, and St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so I was in, Indianapolis, Indiana, Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
But then, you know, the station I worked with in Indianapolis let me out to international reporters that would come into the area.
You were primarily a producer videographer then, right?
That's correct.
Yes. Well, you know, there's still some dedicated, hardworking young people and older people in local news.
Local news is so important, and it's being crowded out. The budgets aren't there anymore for local news. And you look at local newspapers, and they've been bought by, you know, larger and larger companies, and the local news has basically disappeared to be replaced with wire services.
Well, and look how thin the newspapers are these days.
Very much so, very much so.
They really are.
It's really sad to see that.
So in your opinion, did Admiral Byrd see something or not?
I think so, but not at the North Pole. I think that something unusual happened during Operation High Jump. They, first of all, you're talking about an almost military type of operation that took place after the end of World War II. I mean, we're talking about they had over 4,700 men, 13 ships, 33 aircraft. This was a highly unusual situation, just to go and say explore a section of Antarctica, or to train personnel on how to operate in cold conditions, you know, because of the Cold War, you know, especially when you had say like Canada or Alaska, that was a lot closer and a lot easier and cheaper to get to. So the, you know, the reasons allegedly that they went to Antarctica are still classified. They're still unknown.
Wouldn't it be great to know, though, that he went into the center of the Earth and saw extraterrestrials and all kinds of things? What a great story!
I love that story. I always always have. I mean, since I was a kid, I always enjoyed reading about these, you know, theories about the Hollow Earth and everything like that. You know, I'm still not entirely convinced that there aren't, you know, like giant tunnels and caverns underneath the.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
If they're inhabited, I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, the Hopis call them ant people.
Well, you know, South America, you know, there are still tunnels being discovered today that were built, who knows, I mean, you know, thousands of years ago. You know, the locals know all about them, and, you know, archaeologists are now just discovering them.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.